Blog Talk Radio.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is working to help keep you and your community safe from the threat of novel or new coronavirus. Take the following everyday steps to help avoid the spread of all respiratory viruses. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue. Throw the tissue away and then wash your hands. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects or surfaces, such as remote controls and doorknobs. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. And stay home if you are sick. Call your healthcare provider if you develop fever, cough, or difficulty breathing. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
Good morning and welcome to Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me at Joy Keys on Twitter and Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys on Facebook. And we're on Instagram, Saturdays with Joy Keys. Also, I can love to hear from you. You can email me, saturdayswithjoykeys@hotmail.com. Well, this morning, you just heard the first song on Christian Sands' new album coming out in May called Be Water. If you're not familiar with Christian Sands, well, you better ask somebody. He's played with Billy Taylor, Christian McBride, Gregory Porter. This is his third album on Mack Avenue Records. So again, if you don't know who he is, you better ask somebody or just listen to the rest of the interview. So I have Christian on the call right now. Good morning, Christian.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you again for, you know, being willing to do the call this morning.
Of course, anytime.
So this might be early for you because a lot of musicians, they do late nights and they're up until like 2 o'clock and then they sleep until
right.
12. Is this one of those things or no, you're stuck in the house, right?
Yeah. I mean, you think it's early, but I'm an early riser anyway. You know, I always think that the earlier you get up, the more things you can get done. So,
I've been up for a while.
I've been up for a little while now. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's very unusual because I usually hear that story of like they sleep all night. I mean, they sleep all day and then get up for the gig that happens at like 7 and
right.
10.
I'll definitely do that every once in a while. But, you know, since I'm home, you know, since we're all stuck home, you know, I'd rather get up early, get the things I need to do, be done and, you know, live the rest of my day.
So let's start with this album here called Be Water.
Yeah.
Why the name Be Water?
Oh, so there's a couple different reasons. I pulled from a lot of different sources for this record. Usually when you do an album, well, at least for me anyway, I can't speak for anybody else, but I'm always trying to tell a story with my records. And this one is a very personal story. I mean, they all have been, but this record is about flexibility. It's about improvisation. It's about being able to adapt to anything, to any situation, to any conversation that you can. And the inspiration came from just events that have happened in my life over the past two years. You know, originally it wasn't called Be Water. Originally there was no title. Originally there was no project. It kind of came out of the blue, you know, to fast forward basically all of the events, because I'm sure you'll ask about them. But the last thing that really told me, you know, that this was going to be about water was I had a trip in Hawaii. I was performing in Hawaii and the bassist on the record, Yasushi Nakamura, and myself, we had some time to kill before we took our flight back home. I believe we were coming back to L.A. or something like that. And we had a few hours, and so instead of checking out the hotel and waiting at the airport, we decided to go to the beach instead. And so we ended up going, and while we were there, to make a long story short, there was a sea turtle appeared. You know, I've never seen a sea turtle in person before.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were, you know, sitting there with our feet in the water, I have a great video of this too. I'll probably post it up on Instagram one of these days. But as we were sitting there, the sea turtle began to swim closer and closer and closer. And then it basically was at our feet at a certain point. And it stuck its head out and it just kind of chilled out with us for a little bit. And then it swam away. And that was kind of like the nail in the coffin of like, this needs to be about water.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So you mentioned Yasushi Nakamura, that's a bassist that's on the album, also saxophonist Mark Strickland, drummer Clarence Penn. You also have a guitarist Marvin Sewell, trumpeter Sean Jones. And then you also have a whole string quartet of people playing on one of the pieces. Let me ask you this. How did you decide who was going to be on the album? Where they were going to play, was that also kind of organic or was that very specific?
A little bit of both. You know, the specifics for the rhythm section with Clarence and Yasushi. Well, Yasushi, if anybody has my records, he's been on almost all of them. You know, since I've been signed to Mack Avenue, he was on Reach, he's on Facing Dragons, you know, he's been on tour with me, so you've seen me live, that's usually who you see.
Mm-hmm.
It's him. I absolutely love him. He's my brother in arms, I say. You know, we're always on the front line together. I absolutely love playing with him. We did a whole tour last year with the Monterey Jazz Festival on tour band, and he was in that band, and he's just absolutely incredible, as you'll hear on the record, on any record, not even mine, but just anybody he plays with. He's a monster. He's so good. And Clarence Penn, he's another person who I love making music with. I started really playing with him last year. He joined my band, and we've been, you know, on the phone with each other every other day since, you know, whether we're on the bandstand, whether we're in hotel rooms, whether we're in different bands, you know, that's my guy. Wonderful musician, wonderful person. Played with Betty Carter. I mean, the list of people he's played with, it goes on and on. I mean, he's absolutely incredible, and you'll hear why. So those people were very specific because I wanted to get my brothers, you know, especially for the foundation. You know, I always like to say you can't build a house without a great foundation. These guys were like the strongest you can get, right?
Yeah.
And on top of that, then I want to flesh out with different ideas and different sounds that I heard. And so for horns, you know, with Marcus Strickland, I'm a fan of Marcus Strickland, as many of us are. You know, I've loved listening to him. I love what he brings to the music. I love and also we just hang out together, too. A lot of these, everybody's one of my, you know, my closest friends, too. So Marcus was great. Sean, I love Sean. I love his playing. I love his attitude. I love everything about him. He's absolutely incredible. Steve Davis on trombone. Me and Steve go way back. He's actually my neighbor in Connecticut. I'm living in Connecticut. So,
oh, my gosh.
Which also works well, too. You know, this incredible trombonist. He tours with Chick Corea. I mean, he's played with, you name it, he's played with them.
As of,
you know, also his own records, he's absolutely incredible. And so those guys were definitely, you know, people that I had thought of, you know, specific sounds, but also just people that can really bring some light to the project. Marvin Sewell, that was super specific because, as you hear, he doesn't sound like anybody. No one sounds like him. He doesn't sound like anyone else.
No, it sounded great.
So
I'm going to play some of that too. That him on that still very sexy track. So we'll play
Thank
some
you.
Of that. So let's play Be Water, which is one of the tracks on the album, just to give the people a little taste here. This is Be Water 1. He has a Be Water 2 on here as well.
Thank you.
to this idea of water. I know that on the tracks you have Bruce Lee. Can you talk to the audience about why he's there and the connection?
I love that question. Why is he there? So anybody that knows me personally, especially as a from childhood, knows that Bruce Lee is like one of my idols. You know, I grew up watching his movies with my father. Me and my brother would watch his movies all the time. You know, Enter the Dragon, Fist of Fury, Game of Death, you know, all of the Bruce Lee films.
Right.
You know, I'm a fan. You know, it's when you see excellence like that, it really inspires you. And Bruce Lee just stood for excellence. And he stood for discipline, and he stood for fun, because he was very fun.
He was a comedian. He was a comedian in a lot of movies. Yeah,
you know, I mean, he was a comedian that can kick your butt. So you
right.
know, what's not like, you know, what's not to like? You know, he was absolutely incredible. So with this project, you know, I was trying to figure out, like, once I decided it was going to be water, there's a great quote that Bruce Lee has. He uses it a couple of times. He uses it a couple of movies. And he also uses it on a interview. And he talks about the properties of water and how we should be like it. You know, we should be able to mold ourselves to always be prepared for anything that's to come. You know, water can be anything. It can turn into anything. It can fit into anything. There's no way to contain water, really. If you put it into a cup, it becomes a cup. You know, so with that flexibility and that malleability, you know, how does one be that in life? How does one deal with a job like that? How does one deal with relationships like that? You know, how does one deal with, you know, religion like that? You know, so there's different properties that I really was loving about that quote. You know, I also, especially, you know, talking about events in my life, like that was one thing I came across, you know, going through a lot of different things, going through moving, going through, okay, I got to come up with a new record for Mac Avenue. What am I going to play? What am I going to talk about? You know,
right.
You know, a lot of questions come up, you know, and just talking with friends, talking with loved ones, you know, just really having conversations, deep conversations, political conversations, you know, like just really just having talks with people. And a friend of mine gave me this book that was really incredible and inspiring. And it was talking about just the comparison and the comparison to music and the universe and how they compare and how they actually are intertwined. You know, and how
is this in reference to Hazrat Inayat Khan? Is this what you're
referencing? It is. It is very
okay.
much so. Yes,
mm-hmm.
The mysticism of sound and music.
Right.
You know, and I absolutely fell in love with that book. You know, because that talks about, you know, how to deal with certain things as far as just objects, just the universe, everything. You know, trees in the forest, to people, to your friends, to your loved ones, to, you know, religion, politics, I mean, everything, you know. And so
well, it's interesting
reading
that you bring that
up,
you know, because I was, you know, I saw that you enjoyed him, and I said, you know, let me check him out. And one of the things that I saw was that his father actually said to him when he was younger, he said, as the bubble is in the ocean, and the bubble is part of the ocean, and yet not separate from the ocean. And then Hazard said, the heart of a man is like a water. Either it is frozen, and then it is snow or ice, or it is water, and then it is liquid.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
All those connections, and then now you come to Bruce Lee, you know, the quote, you know, about pouring in. And I go even further. I'm a little bit of a nerd here. In the Matrix movies, he's in the house of the Oracle. And he sees the little boy with the spoon. I don't know if anybody knows this scene. And he's like, how is the spoon bending? So the little boy gives him the spoon. And the little boy says, the spoon cannot bend. It is you that is bending.
Right.
Uh-oh.
Right. Come on. Mind blown. Right?
Right.
See, we can talk all day. Right. We can talk about movies. The Matrix, that's one of my favorite movies, too. You know, but that's
no,
exactly what
are you
what
serious?
It
Stop.
Oh,
okay.
First of all, you can't not like The Matrix.
Well, okay, thank you. And, okay, right before we started the show, audience, we talked about Ip Man. Tell the audience who Ip Man is, please, because they may not know.
No, you do the honors, please.
Okay. Ip Man was the teacher of Bruce Lee, okay? I got hooked on Ip Man. I just happened to be, I'm also into, like, martial arts and stuff. I looked at that stuff with my dad also when I was growing up. Even though I'm a girl, I know, but somehow I just got yankered in. And my daughter, she's like, mom, whatever. So, but I love it. So Ip Man, they made a movie about his teacher, Bruce Lee's teacher's life. Yo, the fight scenes in this movie are like, they're dancing. They are dancing effortlessly. And the actor who plays it, yo, mad props to this guy, okay? I think his name is Danny, Danny something. But anyway, so Ip Man is also flowing, being there, being still. You're not trying to start a fight. You're just like, okay, I don't want to have to hurt you, but I will put you down.
Yeah, right. Oh, Donnie Yen, that's his name.
Donnie Yen. Okay, Donnie Yen.
No, he's incredible. He's been in so many different movies as well. No, Ip Man is absolutely incredible. Strongly recommend people that, you know, if you like kung fu movies or just Wing Chun, because that's the style
that you use.
I grew up also doing martial arts as well. My father was an instructor, and we love that. We love art, you know, martial arts, any of them, you know. So just that, just bringing all those influences into the record was really special, because I wanted to figure out different ways to do it. And so bringing back the quote, you know, Bruce Lee, that is about being flexible, but it's also a sort of a nod to my childhood and a nod to, you know, my father and the times that we, you know, would spar in the living room. My mother would get upset, but, you know, just fun, you know, just right. Me and my youth and growing up. And this is kind of a inside of how I grew up.
Let's play another song, a little clip. This is Sonar. Actually, this is a single that's out now. I think it's on Tidal, Spotify, a couple other places. You can check it out before the album comes out. Trying to find where things are so you don't bump into them. Yeah. You know, in your life, have you made some bumps? You made some mistakes. Everybody does. And then,
of course,
something helped get you back on track. You want? I mean, what helps get you back on track? Is this Sufism now that's helping you? What is helping you get back on track or stay on track right now?
Well, it's always been music. Music has always been the beacon for me, you know, sound. I mean, Sonar, you know, it's sound that helps you navigate, you know. So with that, I've always, you know, you probably see stickers that say music is my religion. But that's really what it is. You know, music is, you know, my everything. You know, it's a blessing from God. You know, I'm very religious, so it is a blessing from the Almighty, the highest power, but it's my responsibility to use it to navigate life and to bring people together and to say and to tell people stories, you know, not just my own, but also everyone else, you know. And so with the tune Sonar, I wanted to write it because multiple reasons. One, just, you know, like you said, with the bumps and the bruises along the way, how do you find yourself? How do you find what's the right path to go? Which is the wrong path to go? You know, there's so many different options. But with me, music has always been the right path, and that's always taken me to the positive side of everything. To you know, so it's always been that. So that was that. It also talks about, you know, the tune that I wrote is also about just being the individual, and how do you detect things around you? How do you detect relationships around you? Are you in a good relationship? Are you in a good job? Are you in the right place you're supposed to be? You know, so that's what this song is all about.
So now you have something going on with a little style, you know what I'm saying? You're not a little grunge piano player, okay? You're wearing cufflinks.
I am today because I've been
That's okay. But you have this thing, the style is gentleman and jazz. Talk to the audience about that.
Well, the style of gentleman is my other Instagram page. I actually need to update it, so thank you for reminding me. But yeah, it was, you know, I was brought up with you look and feel a certain type of way when you wear a suit. You know, you know, whenever I put a suit on, it's like there's something different. You know, and
is it your Superman? You're like become Superman.
Yeah, it's like my cape. You know, right. You know, but I always grew up, my father was a dresser, my grandfather was a dresser, you know, like my grandmother was a dresser. Everybody dressed to the nines, you know. And so I was always brought up with that notion of, you know, you dress to impress, but also dress to make yourself feel good.
What's your favorite designer? Do you have a favorite clothing
designer? Oh, man. I don't. There's so many different ones. And I'm still researching and finding new ones. I mean, there's a ton of people out there that I really, really like.
Have you ever gotten a suit made for yourself?
All the time.
Okay.
That's in fact, like, all I do is get suits made.
Oh,
which,
you
know. Right. So
What about cologne? You have a special cologne you wear when you go play? Like, you know, okay, this is my magic cologne.
So
I have the best night.
Just talk about all my secrets now, you know.
I'm sorry. Okay. You're going to have to go see one of his shows and get really close,
and
take a picture. Then you're going to have to smell him and then figure out. Right. Okay. All right. No problem. All right.
I love fashion. I'm so much into it. And smells and, like, it's really just everything that affects the person. Like, I'm really into all of that.
Okay. Let's play another song. This is the one that I really think is a little – it's a soft tune, but it's sexy. And this is still from the Bee Water CD coming out in May by Christian Sands. Could like listen to that one on repeat. I was just like, because there's a lot of fast moving stuff going on several of the other songs, but this one is just like, I could be on the porch, I could be at the beach, I could just be relaxing, you know. So that was a collaboration, and that's where the guitar player we were talking about earlier that you really like was playing on that one. Now you wrote this song, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, so you wrote all the songs except for one of the songs, correct, where I Can't Find My Way Home, is that correct?
Yeah, that's the only one, Steve Winwood. That's the only one I didn't write. Everything else I wrote.
What is it still about for you? What is still about?
Well, everything on the record has multiple layers. You know, still, this was about still water, you know, and, you know, when water doesn't move, what does it do? It can spoil sometimes, you know, but also if it's taken care of the right way, you know, it can just be this beautiful place, this beautiful oasis if it doesn't move, you know. So there's multiple meanings of that, but it's also about just being still. You know, I was always raised with the, you know, if you're moving too much, your blessing won't come. So you have to be still and wait sometimes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what this is about. It's about that the moment of once you've done all this action, you know, you're going through things, again, religion, relationships, everything, you know, what happens when you are still? You know, sometimes you need to be still. Sometimes you're doing too much and you have to really sit still and then contemplate what's happening. And so I wanted to include this on the record just because that's something that we need to remind ourselves. Sometimes we just must be still.
I think that's apropos for this time, especially with this COVID. I really didn't want to talk about too much COVID stuff because it's kind of overwhelming people on the news and things like that. But I think for this song, this could even be therapeutic for people. And sometimes you have to be introspective. And when people are still, sometimes they might get afraid because they don't want to look inside.
Right.
They don't want to deal with the inside of themselves. So they distract themselves. It could be drugs. It could be drinking. It could be sex. You know, it could be gambling. You know, it could just be not being with your family. Like work can be another way of not dealing with stuff. Still, the song, I think, can actually be very therapeutic at a time like this. And also drawing things to you, that's another thing that I kind of believe in. It's like don't keep running. Keep running. Sit still.
Right.
Announce it to the universe. Be prepared. Okay? Be prepared to get the blessing. As a matter of fact, I was looking at your Twitter account, and you were talking about practice, practice, practice. Talk to us a little bit about that. Why is that so important? Because I made it, so what do I need to keep practicing for, Christian?
Oh, no. Well, the thing is, you made it where you are, but there's more places to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
So practice, 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 because you don't know what you're practicing for, but just be prepared because you don't know what's going to come. You want to be prepared. You know, I tell students that. You know, I talk to young professionals. I talk to older professionals. You know, I mean, my thing is, you know, if Herbie Hancock's still practicing, then I need to practice.
Okay.
You know,
yes.
Because if he has everything, to me, you know, then and he's still practicing, then I have no choice but to practice.
Right. No way to be a diva there. No way at all.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. You know, it's like if you take these certain minds and they're still working things out and they're still working at their craft and expanding their mind. And I must do that. That is a necessity. You know, I have to practice. I have to be prepared because you never know what's going to happen. You know, you never know when it's your turn to carry the torch.
Right.
And then are you going to be prepared? Are you going to drop the torch? Are you going to, you know, you have to be ready. You have to be absolutely ready.
Well, real quick, we only have a couple minutes left. Jason Moran, I thought I read that he played a piece for you backwards, and he was your teacher. And, like, you were like, you didn't recognize this piece. Can you talk about that a little bit, just real quick?
Jason is always just blowing my mind up all the time in the most wonderful way in the world. You know, a lot of my inspiration comes from him. You know, he's just an absolute amazing artist through and through, you know, and someone who influences me and inspires me continuously. So he's always, you know, doing something interesting to make me look at something in a different perspective.
Well, Christian, I thank you so much for coming on today. Everybody, I'll be giving away some copies of his CD. And so you stay tuned. Check me out on Twitter at Joy Keys. Check me out on Facebook, Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys, and also on Instagram, Saturdays with Joy Keys. And Christian Sands is on Twitter. He's also on Instagram. And check him out, The Stylish Gentleman, if you want to see his new cufflinks. Okay? Thank you, Christian. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. Have a good day. All right. Bye-bye.
You too.